everyone. I'm Matt Mullen, and I welcome you to the April 25th, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
Hi, Matt. I'm Amy Fisher, and now let's get started on the news you've been missing. The Stevenson County Board approved a resolution on April 18th declaring Stevenson County a non-sanctuary county. Both Ogle and Winnebago counties have recently passed resolutions with similar language. The resolution was approved on a 10-6 vote, and although debate on both sides was offered, the resolution itself doesn't create any new laws. The text of the resolution also calls for the repeal of the Illinois Trust Act, which was passed under Illinois then-Governor Bruce Rauner. This state law prohibits local law enforcement from arresting or detaining a person due to immigration status unless a warrant has been issued by a judge. Andrew Chesney, Illinois State Senator for the 45th District, which includes Freeport, is the chief sponsor of Illinois Senate Bill 3596 to repeal the Trust Act. As noted in earlier podcasts, Freepod is exploring the state of immigration in Stevenson County from multiple perspectives, and we will feature reports on the topic in future episodes.
Two resolutions that outlined a significant intergovernmental agreement with Freeport Township have been passed by the Freeport City Council. The city has been actively pursuing innovative strategies to enhance street maintenance capabilities by also contributing to the vocational training of young people in the community. A large part of this effort has been an ongoing public-private partnership with Midwest Contractors and the involvement of candidates from the Boys and Girls Club YIELD program. This collaboration aims to provide practical, hands-on training in various aspects of street maintenance to equip young people with valuable skills for their future careers. In a notable development, Freeport Township agreed to participate in this collaboration by funding the purchase of a hot mix recycler heated box. Priced at $23,000, the hot mix recycler heated box is crucial for enhancing street maintenance operations and represents a generous contribution from the township. It is a vital addition to street maintenance that improves efficiency by enabling deployment of two separate pothole patching crews. This will be important as the city embarks on the most aggressive paving program in recent history, aiming to complete 6.5 miles of road resurfacing in 2024.
A number of businesses in Freeport have ribbon cutting scheduled. Upcoming events include the La Patrona Mexican Cantina and Grill at 1725 Iam Boulevard on May 3rd at 11 a.m. and Flachtmeyer Monument Company at 1108 Southwest Avenue on April 15th at noon. There's also a ribbon cutting for the new location of This Is It Eatery at the Hampton Inn at 109 South Galena Avenue tomorrow, April 26th at 10:45 a.m.
The Family YMCA of Northwest Illinois is excited to host their 14th annual Spring Chicken 5K race. It'll be on May 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. The race is the first of the Run All 5 Races series in Freeport. If you want a t-shirt, you'll need to register at the YMCA website by the end of tomorrow, Friday, April 26th. Packet pickup is scheduled for Friday, May 3rd from 5 to 6:45 p.m. or on race day from 7:30 to 8:45 a.m. All proceeds from this race go towards the annual Strong Kids campaign, which helps to strengthen our community through youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The campaign awards over $50,000 in scholarships, allowing families to partake in the WISE programs without worrying about cost.
You might have recently noticed that several vacant, distressed buildings are being removed by the city. According to Freeport Community Development Director Wayne Duckman, progress is being made in the demolition of blighted properties using the Federal Emergency Management Pre-Disaster Mitigation Grant. To date, 26 properties have been demolished, with at least 15 more scheduled to be demolished using the FEMA funding before it expires in September. All demolition contractors have been selected through Freeport's competitive bid process. Contractors performing the demolition work are Fisher Excavating, Kleckner Excavating, and Alber & Sons Earthworks. Related to this work, Duckman indicated that the vacant housing project near Taylor Park School is currently owned by the Freeport Housing Authority. The city has submitted a grant to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources that would fund the demolition of these structures if approved. The demolition of abandoned buildings is quite a lengthy legal process, but the city is committed to cleaning up these properties.
A new business has opened in Freeport that will likely be the first ever of its kind in the city. Freeport Botanicals is a state-licensed dispensary for THCA products and is located on 213 East Stevenson Street. The dispensary opened 3 weeks ago and is now open 7 days a week from 10 until 6 during the week and noon to 5 on the weekends. THCA is not marijuana. It is a non-intoxicating chemical present in cannabis. Customers need to be the age of 21 and over to buy any products and must present a valid ID. Staff can answer any questions about their products and their uses.
A pair of whooping cranes were recently spotted north of Rydott. This species is endangered, with total numbers in the U.S. estimated at around 500, 73 of which are part of the eastern migration population. The Cornell University Lab of Ornithology describes the whooping cranes as the tallest bird in North America and one of the most awe-inspiring, with its snowy white plumage, crimson cap, bugling call, and graceful courtship dance. The species declined to around 20 birds in the 1940s, but their number has grown through captive breeding, wetland management, and an innovative program that teaches young cranes how to migrate. The two cranes that were spotted were second-year females, one with leg bands that indicate she has been tagged to be able to follow her throughout her life and migrations. If you see one of these beautiful cranes, please do not approach them, but stay in your vehicle and admire them and take your pictures from there. Minimal human contact will help ensure the birds are not stressed and help save them as a species.
Some Freeport sixth graders are seeing the beauty of our natural world thanks to their teachers at Carl Sandburg Middle School and a grant from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Instructor Luke Kramer applied for a grant from Cornell so that he and his teaching partner, Dr. Kim Frank, could enhance outdoor education opportunities. They were thrilled to find out that he was one of only 12 national winners and received 10 free pairs of high-quality binoculars, which sixth graders will use on nature walks and birding trips as part of their curriculum. Luke says, "I did not understand birds' role in the food chain and how the continued overdevelopment of natural areas and our own landscaping culture are directly connected to the major decline in bird populations over the past 50 years. Since then, I have incorporated this learning into my teaching and teamed with the Northwest Illinois Audubon Society about native plant restoration projects and then working with those with the student council." On Earth Day, April 22nd, the sixth graders visited Oakdale Nature Preserve for some introductory birding lessons and migratory bird education. Luke says the binoculars will get regular use. He shares, "We go on nature walks around campus almost daily to take a break from academics and get the kids moving after sitting for a long period. They will be allowed to bring them out then, in addition to the special outings."
Spring is here, and with it, the tradition of cleaning. A group calling themselves the Pretzel Pickers have been cleaning up around town. This group began in 2021 following a community litter pickup event sponsored by Greater Freeport Partnership. Kathy Wilkin, Sharon Cook, and Ann Mason decided to continue picking up litter the rest of the summer, and over 30 members have joined their weekly picks. To date, the group estimates they have removed over 4 tons of litter from city streets. In addition, the Pretzel Pickers joined 3 other groups in Freeport who have adopted a street through a city program of the same name. The Lions Club, Voices, Mad Men, and the Pretzel Pickers have designated streets that they clean up at least 3 times a year. This program also places signs in those designated areas. The Pickers are planning special cleanups this summer. The first cleanup is planned for June 20th at 6 p.m. The Pretzel Pickers will partner with the Boys and Girls Club, Alderman Joyce Sellers and Rachel Simmons, to pick up litter in the 3rd Ward. Anyone who wants to help is welcome to join the Pretzel Pickers team.
Speaking of spring cleaning, there's an informative presentation coming up on clean and affordable heat and cooking. Our future home will be presented a week from today, Thursday, May 2nd, to help attendees learn how to make the switch to electric appliances, which can reduce your carbon footprint, lower energy cost, and protect your health. This free event will also discuss the Illinois Clean and Healthy Buildings Act. This is an upcoming bill in the Illinois State Legislature that would create a plan to reduce building emissions in Illinois. This program is sponsored by the Citizens Utility Board, League of Women Voters, the Environmental Study Group, and the Sierra Club. Mark your calendar for Thursday, May 2nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Freeport Public Library for this informative program.
The 4th Annual Pretzel Fest kicks off this Saturday, April 27th in downtown Freeport. Celebrating all things pretzel, the event is from noon to 4 p.m., and there will be activities and snacks all day. Sights, sounds, and mouthwatering smells will be plentiful as the annual barbecue competition takes place with vendors vying for the title. Music will be ongoing throughout the festival, along with a yoga demonstration. Shops and restaurants will have specials to celebrate the historic importance of pretzels in our city. Kiwanis Pretzel Days is also next Friday at the corner of Stevenson and Park. Buy some pretzels and support Kiwanis' many wonderful community projects. In honor of Pretzelfest, here's your trivia for this podcast. Many believe that the pretzel was created by an Italian monk who'd reward children for learning their prayers, since the shape of a pretzel could signify joined hands during a prayer. It also symbolizes love in some parts of the world, since it looks like a heart. According to legend, this may also be where we get the phrase tying the knot.
For all the classic movie lovers out there, you'll enjoy The Magnificent Seven, which is the next film in the Lindo Theater's Select Picks classic film series hosted by Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel at the Lindo Theater. This 1960 Western-style film stars Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen, and James Coburn. The Magnificent Seven screens next Wednesday, May 1st, at 1 and 7 p.m. 2024 is the 14th year of this popular film series.
As Earth Week wraps up, the city and the Freeport Park District are hosting an Arbor Day celebration tomorrow, Friday, April 26th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Crate Park. Kiwanis kids from local elementary schools will learn about trees and help plant them. Superintendent of Parks and Natural Resources Bruce Coverly is a certified arborist and will guide the tree planting. Interactive learning stations hosted by the Master Gardeners from the University of Illinois Extension will also be set up in the Gunkel Shelter. All activities are free, and the public is welcome to attend. And we're looking forward to some good eating. This week, we're excited about the reopening of Maria's Pizza. This hometown restaurant at 922 West Galena in Freeport has been closed for several years, but is reopening Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays from 4 to 9 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 10 p.m. They will be offering online ordering soon. As one commenter on Facebook mentioned, it'll be good to be patient as they open up, since they're likely to be swamped with customers who've been waiting a good while for their favorite pizzas and other Maria's specialties. Stevenson County Restaurant Week also began Monday and continues through next Wednesday, May 1st, to celebrate the many great restaurants in Stevenson County. The county's second annual Restaurant Week celebrates the resilience and ambition of our restaurants and restaurateurs and all they continue to do to serve our region. Many of the featured restaurants are offering specials that highlight longtime menu options or something new. This is a great time to try a place you've been meaning to try, patronize old favorites, and generally enjoy the quality restaurants of Stevenson County. Check out the whole restaurant guide at the website of the Greater Freeport Partnership. Lots of great eating ahead in Freeport.
As we close, we'd like to remind everyone to let us know how we're doing here at FreePod by taking our 5-minute survey online at our website. Your input is very much appreciated. With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about the Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to the state and national news, and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative to the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast. April has also been National Volunteer Month, so we'd like to shout out a special thank you to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. We appreciate all of your help and literally could not do FreePod without you. So thank you, Highland and Team FreePod. Again, I'm Matt Mullen here with Amy Fisher, and we hope you'll check back next week for more of the news you've been missing. Thanks for listening.